birthday today. 62 years old for Tim Ferriss, guitarist from NXS. Top 10 single here from 1987, 88, Kick, Devil Inside. NXS selling 55 million records worldwide. Tim Ferriss, the guitarist from NXS, turns 62 years old today. As you might know, if you've been with us for a while, when I'm filling in for Steve, we take a look back into the world of music, history, anniversaries, birthdays, number ones on this day, etc. Love music, such a big part of my life, and share a little bit with you when I fill in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Friday morning, a big rally in New Hampshire last night with President Trump talking to voters and rallygoers in the Granite State. I mentioned just before the break, he went after Joe Biden, of course, saying that the report that Biden might scale back his campaign schedule, if I ever did that, it would be over. Of course it would be. Media would say he can't handle it. Not tough enough. He's just trying to avoid tough questions, trying to avoid talking. He's making too many mistakes, which is exactly what's happening with the Biden campaign. Let's hear some audio from the president last night in New Hampshire. I think we've got two cuts, Trump 1 and Trump 2. We'll just play those in order if you're standing by there, Alex. First cut.
Think about this a lot.
You're fine. Sorry. First cut from President Trump on the issue of gun control. A lot of discussion in the past week or two about what might be brought up in the Senate, red flag laws, etc. President Trump cut 1 on some gun control thoughts.
Thinking about this a lot lately. We are working very hard to make sure we keep guns out of the hands of insane people and those who are mentally sick and shouldn't have guns. But people have to remember, however, that there is a mental illness problem that has to be dealt with. It's not the gun that pulls the trigger. It's the person holding the gun.
And we'll talk a bit, I think, probably with Steve Doolin in hour 3, Democrats with various gun control thoughts and confiscation thoughts this week. We'll talk later in the show about that. But the president last night, various reports, he might do something like this or something like that. Apparently he talks to his son quite often about what might be good policy or perhaps doing nothing at all. Perhaps our laws are just fine the way they are. Mitch McConnell in the Senate, of course, has not called senators back to take any votes or take any action. Again, reports that he might be open to doing something on background checks or these red flag laws. We stand by. We await more. President last night also telling people in New Hampshire that, man, Democrats going full tilt left boogie, bunch of socialists and communists out there. President Trump cut 2 from last night.
Is there anything better than a Trump rally? I know you like me, and this room is a love fest, I know that. But you have no choice but to vote for me, because your 401ks, down the tubes, everything's going to be down the tubes. So whether you love me or hate me, you got to vote for me. The radical Democrats are trying to tear America apart. They view everybody as fascist and Nazis. They used the term Nazi. This was a term you couldn't even use it. Now they use it like on a regular basis, a Nazi. He's a Nazi. Think of that. He's a Nazi. But while the Democrats rage and resist.
And then cut it there, because I believe that's when a heckler starts heckling the president. And we have this cut too, Alex, Trump heckler. The president let things play out. There was a good 30 seconds, a minute or so of security getting involved and removing the heckler. And then the president had his opportunity to fire back verbally at the heckler last night in New Hampshire.
That guy's got a serious weight problem. Go home, start exercising. Get him out of here, please. Got a bigger problem than I do. Got a bigger problem than all of us. Now he goes home and his mom says, "What the hell have you just done?"
Maybe he's in the basement as well. I don't know. That's sort of the cliche, I suppose. The president dealing with a heckler last night in New Hampshire. Trump also saying last night, the president saying last night, got a bunch of socialists or communists to beat. They're not far away. Does anybody want to pay a 95% tax? Now, I don't recall. Look, there have been so many high tax proposals out there. I don't know if anyone's actually proposed a 95% tax on the highest earners. We have the wealth tax, of course. Elizabeth Warren not taxing your income, but taxing the money you already have at 2% every single year. We have that out there. We have some very costly proposals like Medicare for All and the Green New Deal, which might require, you know, 95% tax rate. So it's certainly sliding in that direction. And the president also dealt with, met with protesters in New Hampshire last night, before, during the rally in New Hampshire. We also will hear more coming up in hour two from Steve Gruber, who was in New Hampshire last night for the president's rally. You know, New Hampshire is also interesting. This is going to play out pretty soon, too, where Corey Lewandowski, if you recall, Corey Lewandowski being involved in the Trump campaign, he is discussing, floating a possible Senate bid. There is a candidate in New Hampshire that seems to have the support of most of the framework of the Republican Party in New Hampshire to run. And this is the Jean Shaheen seat. So we try to flip a seat in New Hampshire. But in the past week and a half or so, Corey Lewandowski has made some waves, made some assertions. He might be interested in getting involved in the primary. The president touting Lewandowski as a potential candidate for Senate in New Hampshire ahead of that trip to New Hampshire. We'll see. There's a little bit of time, but not a lot of time left for someone like Lewandowski to get a apparatus up and running in New Hampshire. More audio from the president later. More, of course, from Steve, as well as he was in New Hampshire as well last night. I'm Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.